The Boston Red Sox acquired right-hander Sonny Gray from the St. Louis Cardinals Tuesday. A person with knowledge of the deal told the Associated Press the person spoke to the AP on the condition of anonymity because of the trade not yet being announced. According to the published reports, the Cardinals would receive righty Richard Fitz and a prospect. 36-year-old Gray went 14-8 with a 4.28 ERA for the Cardinals last season. In a 13-year career with five teams, he is 125-102 with a 3.58 ERA and three All-Star game appearances. And many were expecting, based on recent reports, that Yoel Poza would return to the Cardinals organization for 2026, but not many would have guessed that he would be on the Major League contract, which is what the club just announced. The Major League Baseball trade rumors is reporting that Poza's contract is a split deal, which may have different terms depending on whether he's on AAA or a Major League roster. There's no doubt that Poza was one of the most inspiring stories for the Cardinals this past season after he and his family were living out of his car when his child was hospitalized. He finished the season with five home runs, a .237 batting average with a OPS of .637. The West Plains Zizzer boys opened their basketball season last night with a 74-53 loss to Ozark at the West Plains High School gym. Jerry Kraft led the Zizzers with 24 points, followed by Josiah Long with 18. The Zizzers will play in the Willard tournament next week after the Thanksgiving break. Other scores yesterday in boys action, Alton lost to Bakersfield 70-65. Couch beat Viola 64-56. It was Gainesville over Kabul 84-18. Licking lost to Salem, Missouri 83-45. Mountain Grove defeated Eldon 86-54. Mountain Home defeated Monticello 45-42. Melbourne lost to Greene County Tech 71-49. And Walnut Ridge lost to Jonesboro Westside 63-31. Girls action, Mountain Home Lady Bombers lose to Hebert 59-41. Kabul beat Niangua 44-37. And Licking defeated Salem, Missouri 61-31. The St. Louis Blues are back in action tonight. They'll go to New Jersey to take on the Devils. That game starts at 6 o'clock. On Thursday, Kansas City Chiefs are in Dallas. They take on the Cowboys. Kickoff for that game is set for 3:30. We'll have pregame starting at 2 o'clock on K-Country 95, your home for Chiefs football. Other games on Thursday, Green Bay's at Detroit. Cincinnati is at Baltimore. College basketball last night, the Missouri Tigers made it seven straight wins as they routed South Carolina State by a final of 98-66. Five Tigers scored in double figures, led by a career-best 17 from senior Sean Phillips Jr. Mark Mitchell showed his all-around game. He added 15 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. Junior Sebastian Mack and sophomore Anor Boating both chipped in a dozen points, while sophomore T.O. Barrett had double figures with a career-best 11 points. In college basketball tomorrow, the 22nd-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks will take on the 4th-ranked Duke Blue Devils. This is a neutral site game. They'll play at the United Center in Chicago. 7 o'clock tip-off there. On Friday, Missouri's back in action at home with Cleveland State. Tigers 7-0, looking for their 8th straight win. Arkansas State will host North Dakota State. Missouri State West Plains will host Morton College. Then on Saturday, Missouri State will host Northeastern State, and Missouri State West Plains hosts North Arkansas College. College football this weekend, Arkansas Razorbacks are at Missouri to take on the Tigers. The Arkansas State Red Wolves will be at Appalachian State. Missouri State will host Louisiana Tech. High school football state playoffs on Friday. The defending state champion Salem Greyhounds play Osceola in the state 3A quarterfinals. Then on Saturday, the Liberty Eagles play host to Blair Oaks in the Class 2 state semifinals. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.